Not with a whimper. In the gray parade of days identical, where desire feeds on desire's empty bowl, where we are puppets to a blind will's pull, slaves to comfort of the predictable. But wait. If will is all, then will can turn against its own dull repetition's curse. The very force that makes us slaves can burn through mediocrity's rehearsed verse. Rise, then. Do not escape the will, but be its conscious lightning, its awakened form. Transform the hunger into artistry. Make suffering birth of the extraordinary storm. The masses sleep in will's unconscious dream, but you can wake and make the darkness gleam. They say, they think, they do, the faceless they. And so we follow, lost in idle talk, absorbed in screens, in comfort's soft decay, mere shadows who have forgotten how to walk. This average everydayness kills the soul, this falling into what one does and should. We flee from death by playing the safe role, mistaking the inauthentic for the good. But Dazen calls existence. Your being toward death waits to shatter all pretense of the secure. Anxiety breaks open being's gates. Only in facing void can you be sure that you exist. Choose yourself against the crowd. Stand naked in your truth. Live death aloud. I am what I am. The coward's plea. Hiding behind false essence like a wall. Just human nature. That's just me. Excuses that make a slave of us all. Condemned to freedom, yet we choose our chains. Prefer the comfort of the predefined. We act our roles while existence wanes. Bad faith, the poison of the modern mind. The truth is, you are nothing till you make yourself. No essence waits. Essence leads the way. Cast off the masks upon the social shelf. Create your meaning fresh with every day. The anguish of pure freedom is the price of being more than a society's device. The herd seeks only pleasure, flees from pain, represents every drive that might disturb their careful equilibrium's refrain, sublimating greatness to the suburb. They live in compromise, in half desires, their superego keeping id in check, never knowing their unconscious fires, shipwrecked souls upon normality's deck. But dare to know your depths, Let it speak loud, not in mere hedonism's shallow pool, but channeled into works that shake the crowd. Sublimation as a transformative tool. The ones who dare to face their darkest night transform neurosis into blazing light. They serve their spooks, the state, the god, the cause, believing these abstractions are more real than their own breathing. Society's laws become the only truths that they can feel. The masses are possessed by their own thoughts, enslaved to the concepts they themselves create, their uniqueness sold for common aught, their fire dimmed to the democratic slate. But you are not a human, not a man. You are the unique, incomparable one. Let fixed ideas crumble where they can. Own yourself beneath no abstract sun. The creative nothing that you are can rise beyond all spooks, all socially sanctioned lies. Clock time ticks on, mechanical and dead. While humans live by schedules, not by soul, measuring life in units that have fled, missing durations ever flowing whole. They spartialize their existence, make it a thing. Divide their days into quantities to hoard, never knowing time's creative spring, the élan vital they've ignored. But real time flows, its quality not sum. Each moment pregnant with the holy new. Don't count your days. Let intuition come and show what intellect can never view. In duration's dance, the mediocre breaks. Creative evolution when one wakes. The masses seek false meaning, crave the lie that universe cares about their fate. They'd rather sleep than hear the silent sky, choose comfortable myths to contemplate. But you know the absurd truth full well. No meaning waits. No purpose pre-exists. Yet unlike those who in resentment dwell, you'll clench your freedom in defiant fists. Sisyphus smiles as he climbs again, not resigned, but choosing his revolt. Create in spite of meaninglessness reign. Let joy be your existential jolt. The mediocre flee from the absurd, but you make meaning with your every word. The sedentary souls stay in their place. Their thoughts run only in established grooves, accepting limits, never changing pace, while life itself perpetually moves. They think in beings, never in becomings. Trapped in representation's rigid frame. Their desires channeled into state-planned plumbing. Their difference always reduced to same. But be nomadic. Let your thinking roam across smooth space where concepts can't contain. Deterritorialize what seems like home. Let multiplicities rewire your brain. Don't be a state individual. Be a flow. Assemblages in constant overthrow. Whatever is right, the masses say. Bowing to custom's suffocating weight. Eccentricity, they fear and push away. Conformity becomes their chosen fate. Their despotism of custom kills the new. Makes humans into copies of the past. Social tyranny tells you what to do until your very selfhood cannot last. But liberty demands experiment. In living as in thinking, dare to stray. Your eccentricity makes precedence for futures the timid can't convey. The harm you do to none. So live your truth. And let your strangeness renovate the youth. The masses drift. They do not truly act, mere pawns of forces they don't understand. They take their preferences as given fact, never grasping value's creating hand. They think the world must be as it appears. That economic law is like the stone. But human action conquers all such fears. Each choice creates the world we call our own. Entrepreneur your own existence. Rise! See means and ends with calculating mind. But calculate towards greatness, not the lies of comfort that leave sovereignty behind. Each action is a vote for what shall be. Choose, act, and shape reality. They cling to what exists, afraid of change. Preferring the security of chains. The new, the different, seems to them so strange, they'd rather keep their losses than make gains. But static life is death by other name, and safety is illusion after all. Creative destruction is the game. Old orders must perpetually fall. Embrace the market of ideas and dreams. Let competition forge your better self. Nothing is sacred as it sometimes seems. Create new value, not protective shelf. The mediocre masses fear the cost. But you know staying still means being lost. The anointed speak in cosmic sweeping terms, their vision unconstrained by fact or proof. The masses follow, comfortable as worms, preferring pretty lies to bitter truth. They signal virtue while they sacrifice the real for the ideal's empty glow. paying in freedom for what sounds so nice, never asking what they need to know. But you constrain your vision by the real. Knowledge takes courage that the masses lack. Trade-offs exist, no matter how you feel. And wisdom knows what fervor can't bring back. Rise not through fantasies, but through what is true. The disciplined mind sees what few pursue. They let the collective define their ends, surrender to the group their very soul. What society wants is what they defend, never questioning who controls the whole. Patterned principles become their cage. They redistribute their own precious life. Equality of outcome is their wage for giving up the individual knife. But you are not a means to others' dreams. Your life is yours, involatile, supreme. Justice is not in engineered schemes, but in the right to chase your own extreme. Be minimal in what you let them take, and maximal in what you dare to make. They call it noble to live for another, to sacrifice their values on demand. Altruism makes them slave to every brother, while their own greatness withers in their hand. The second-hander lives through others' eyes, produces nothing, creates no new light. Their mediocrity they dramatize as virtue, making weakness seem like might. But rational self-interest is the way, not whims, but values held with logic's force. Create, achieve, let your own judgment say what's worthy of your limited life's course. The parasite condemns the productive soul, but you know making value is the goal. The gray tide rises, threatening to drown all excellence in its democratic flood. The levelers would pull all greatness down, make all achievement mix with common mud. But we, who heard these voices crying out from philosophy's most daring peaks, we know what human greatness is about. We know the glory that the hero seeks. Not in the herd's acceptance will we find our human worth, our reason to exist, but in the courage of sovereign great mind that dares to clench life in its burning fist. The war against mediocrity begins with each soul that chooses lose or win. Choose greatness. Choose the difficult ascent. Choose to be more than time and comfort spent. The world probably will die in whimpers, but not you. Roar into being. Make the darkness new. The individual has always had to struggle to keep from being overwhelmed by the tribe. If you try it, you will be lonely often, and sometimes frightened. But no price is too high to pay for the privilege of owning yourself. Behold the call to mediocrity, that ancient poison, that primordial attack upon all great men and their legacies, is as old as resentment itself. Since first a cave dweller glimpsed his superior fashioning fire, whilst he cowered in darkness, the herd hath conspired to drag down every eagle to the level of sheep. How laughable. No, how pitiable to exist without ascending, to breathe without expanding, to wake each morrow only to shuffle through the same worn grooves as yesterday's somnambulists. These last men, these blinking comfort seekers who say, "We have invented happiness," whilst they huddle in their temperature-controlled boxes, consuming their little pleasures and their little truths. Oh, how they make one's gorge rise. They dare to call their cowardice wisdom, their weakness morality, their fear of heights sensibility. They have made a virtue of their own diminishment, a religion of their own failure to grow. Why strive, they whimper? Why suffer for greatness when we might be comfortable in our littleness? They poison the wells of ambition with their slave morality, crying, "Blessed are the meek," whilst secretly gnashing their teeth at every soul that dares to soar. Mark well these specimens of decadence. The man who knows his place, who speaks in borrowed thoughts and received opinions, who measures his worth by his similarity to others. See how he scuttles from one petty pleasure to the next, mistaking his appetites for a personality, his routines for a life. He reads what everyone reads, thinks what everyone thinks, and calls this rabble wisdom being informed. He has never had a thought that made him dizzy, never felt an idea that threatened to shatter his world. And he is proud of this poverty. And their highest aspiration? To be nice, to cause no offense, to rock no boat. They have made a supreme value of harmlessness, as if the absence of vigor were itself virtuous. They congregate in their committees and their communities, these last men reinforcing each other's mediocrity, awarding prizes for the most successful maintenance of this status quo.
Another day without excellence, they might as well cheer. Another year without disturbing the peace of our putrefaction. Another fucking year without ever touching a wise book. But thou, who hast ears to hear, canst thou not perceive the comedy? These creatures who fear solitude because they cannot bear their own company, who fear silence because it might reveal their emptiness, who fear greatness because it exposes their own refusal to grow, they dare to legislate for the eagles. They dare to say what is reasonable, what is balanced, what is healthy. The sick prescribing medicine to the vital. The halt and the lame establishing the rules for the dancers. Ugh. Let them have their fucking life work balance and their sustainable peace and their realistic expectations. Let them cuddle together in their support groups, validating each other's decision to remain larvae. But for those with blood still hot enough to boil, with spirits still wild enough to hunger, know that their tolerance is fear. Their inclusivity is envy. Their community is conspiracy against greatness, against growing up. The war is ancient. But the battle is now. Every moment thou choosest comfort over growth, thou dost betray every ancestor who bled to make thee possible. Every time thou seekest the average, the median, the normal, thou dost spit upon the grave of every genius who suffered to expand what is human. Rise, or be forever complicit in humanity's heat death. Create, or be counted among the graves that walk. The mediocre have always been the majority. But since when did the eagle take voting advice from the sheep? Let the world grow. But it grows only through those who grow beyond it. The rest, let them tend their little gardens of adequacy. We have mountains to make. Here, I wanted to mention hiking as a personal note without writing it down first. It's been quite an adventure to watch the world grow and stumble and get stuck in loops. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a cure, a single thing that you can do when you're young or even old. You get in your car and drive down to Springer Mountain in Georgia, USA. You throw a loaf of bread in your backpack, throw it over your shoulder, and you start walking. With narrated books playing in your ear, you start walking for months and months and months. And when you reach Maine and climb Mount Katahdin, Oh, to Henry Thoreau. All the things he stands for in his biscuits. And keep walking. Make your way to the Pacific Crest Trail. And keep walking. Make your way to the Continental Divide Trail. Entering the other side of humanity permanently. To see the world from the trail. To understand where the repairs need to be made. To become a trail guide for others. And to help the world grow. This is an adventure that will take you years. There are plenty of other trails in the world. It is hard for us all. Go to Springer Mountain in Georgia. Young or old, fat or skinny, just go. And listen to a new book written by a great being, a clear-thinking writer, every day. And when you're done with your playlist, re-listen to those books up to 30 times, inheriting every ounce of wisdom that is truly yours. Do not start at zero. Do not start at zero.